Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it is food for you. Sometimes we can feel like we're starving. I want to encourage you. God has so much to tell you in His Word, so much to give to you through His Word. I really urge you to read over the readings as we do them together, but read over them by yourself as well. And ponder, because there are many ways in which the Lord shows us the way He wants us to go. And He cares for us through His Word. His Word is living. You know, His Word isn't just the printed word on the page. His Word is living. It's active. Scripture says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Brothers and sisters, this Word gives us life. So let's honor it as we can, please. This is also the feast day of St. Angela Merici. She was orphaned at the age of 10, and she became a Franciscan tertiary, offering herself in prayer for her sister, who had died without the comfort of the final sacraments. And it's said that a vision confirmed her sister's presence among the saints. Brothers and sisters, there are many ways in which God speaks to us. Pay attention. Just listen. We're so crowded with noise that sometimes the Word of God gets blotted out, even in our hearing. We go to Mass, and yet our minds are far away. Pay attention, because God is giving you food for the journey. Honestly, He's giving you a way, one of the ways, in which to grow in strength and confidence and assurance. And that's what God wants to give to each of us. Now back to St. Angela. She became this Franciscan tertiary, and she prayed very much, as I said before, for her sister. And it is said that a vision confirmed her sister's presence among the saints. And she later on formed a company of virgins that became known as the Ursulines. This is in the 1500s. The Ursuline sisters exist today, and this is their foundress. May the Virgin St. Angela never fail to commend us to your compassion, O Lord, we pray, that following the lessons of her charity and her prudence, we may hold fast to your teaching and express it in what we do. Kindness, mercy, surrender of her life. She was orphaned at the age of 10. That can make a very, very difficult life for some people. Look to your Lord, your Savior, your Father, the sanctifier of your soul. Let's take a look now at the first reading from the book of Samuel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 7, and then verse 10. All the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past when Saul was our king, it was you who led the children of Israel out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and shall be commander of Israel.'" When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord. And they anointed him king of Israel. He was 30 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 40 years, 7 years, and 6 months in Hebron over Judah, and 33 years in Jerusalem over all Israel and Judah. And then the king and his men set out for Jerusalem against the Jebusites who inhabited the region. David was told, "You cannot enter here. The blind and the lame will drive you away," which was their way of saying, "David cannot enter here." But David did take the stronghold of Zion, which is the city of David. David grew steadily more powerful, for the Lord of hosts was with him. What made that possible? It was his docility, his obedience, even in the midst of mistakes, his obedience to the Lord and desire to follow him. Where is that in our hearts? Where is that in your heart? Do I listen to the Lord? Do I do what he wants me to do? Do I try and try and try to turn away from sin as much as I can, even in the little ways? a sharp retort may just be a sharp retort to you, but you don't know to whom you're speaking. Sometimes you say, oh yeah, I know them. You don't know what just happened to them. You may cause a great depression. We want to be kind to one another. We're so much in a hurry to, quote, get things done that we miss sometimes doing what's most important, to love God and to love our neighbor. Love God, love our neighbor. Ponder that in your own life. I'm giving you that in a certain sense as a little assignment. Ponder that. Because in Psalm 89, the Lord tells us, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. God is with us in faithfulness and mercy, brothers and sisters. And that's what you and I need. We need to be forgiven. And he will forgive. He will care for us. And the gospel for today, Mark chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. The scribes had come from Jerusalem, said of Jesus, he is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons. And summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said he has an unclean spirit. They were calling the Spirit of the living God an unclean spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is where we need to be simple, clear, quiet, not giving in to violent anger and rages and swearing and cursing and leaving the house. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to govern our lives. Do you know that? We really need to do that. Ask the Holy Spirit to govern your life. You will be amazed at the places the Lord leads you to and the places the Lord takes you away from. You'll think it's you. But if you think about it, gee, I never did that before. I never said that before. There are all kinds of ways that God will work in our lives. And I want to encourage you to come to him daily and just say, Lord, I am your servant. I am your son. I am your daughter. I want to give you glory today. Teach me how to do it by the way I speak and by the way I act. You know, many people say to me, oh, I pray every day. But then they go out and they argue and they're upset and they're angry with this person and that person. Prayer should lead us. Yes, people need to be corrected. Yes, we all make mistakes and we need to help one another. But we don't have to destroy one another in the process. And sometimes by our words, effectively, that's what happens to some other people. They're so affected by what you say that they think of themselves as ugly or mean or bad or whatever. The evil one tries to get in right there. That's his open door. If we need to correct somebody, fine. Correct them and help them to see what they should have done. But don't give in to anger and humiliation and trying to destroy the other person. Correct the mistake, not the person. Brothers and sisters, I really encourage you about that because we have grown very, 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 we've grown, well, how can I say that? In many ways, weak in our faith. We want to be a sign of his presence. We want to be a sign of his love in every thought, every word, every action. Can we do that by ourselves? No. But we are given the gifts of God. We're given especially the Holy Spirit within us to lead us if we'll open our ears to hear him. I was very touched by the commentary at the end by St. Angela Merici. At the end of the gospel, it says this: "There is need to be wary and prudent, because the greater and more valuable the enterprise, the more fatigue and danger you incur. There is no way out of evil except by opposing it, since we are here placed in the midst of snares and dangers. For our flesh and our sensuality not being dead, there will be arrayed against us our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, roaring and encircling us with so many tricks and so much cunning beyond recounting to find out in what way they can devour us. But on this account, do not be discouraged, because if you try and observe the way laid out for your benefit, I have firm faith and hope in the divine goodness, that not only we may surmount all the perils and difficulties, but may accomplish this even with great glory, and our joy shall be in our victory, so that we shall pass this brief life so consolingly that all our sorrow will be transformed into happiness, and we shall find the thorny, steep, and stony path shall become flowering, smooth, pleasant, and covered with the finest gold. For the angels and the celestial choirs will be with us constantly, since we participate in their angelic life." So, says St. Angela, arm yourselves with the observance of these holy precepts. Arm yourselves with the observance of the commandments. Arm yourselves with the teachings of the church. Practice them so faithfully that we may gloriously go on to the heavenly country in such wise that to all in heaven and on earth great glory and triumph shall arise. You know, when I read something like that, I think the day's going to come, brothers and sisters, when we're going to stand before the Lord. And excuses won't work that day. God is infinitely merciful. But you don't want to be excusing yourself. Yes, I did this or I did that, and I'm very sorry. That's what God needs from you. He doesn't need perfection from you. He needs your best effort and then the willingness to seek forgiveness when you've hurt another. There's so many people hurting in this world, brothers and sisters. We want to be among those who are channels of the love of God, of the kindness of God, the mercy of God, the wisdom of God. He has given us many gifts, and we want to use them to help others, but also to help bring them closer to God and closer to heaven. For the day will come when all of us will stand before his throne. We'll be kind of maybe waving at one another, but we'll be standing there before the throne of God, and all our sins, all our weaknesses, all our good points, hopefully, have been forgiven by God. We're not perfect. We're far from perfect. But if we're lovers of God, and we really do seek to follow him and pass that on to others, we will be mightily blessed. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.